You can do it, Dennis, because you're a winner. You haven't peaked. You haven't even begun to peak, but you're going to peak today. Oh, you're going to peak all over everybody. Make it work, Dennis.
See you shaking your head at this Negro's rapping. What is?
I don't know. I would have chosen dog shit if you wanted to go that route.
Oh, we can do this next week. We can do dog shit. I mean, there's infinite Papa's Basements in the side studio where we get to curse. And
then the one Biggie song I actually like. What was it? The Relax and Take Notes one.
Relax and Take. There's the one of the Eminem. Are you thinking of that one?
It's like Diddy's on it. It might be a remix. Fuck, what's it called? It's like Relax and Take Notes.
Dead Wrong.
Yeah, there we go.
Dead Wrong. Dun, dun, dun.
Is that like his big hit?
Dude, Dead Wrong, no. That was off the Posthumous. Yeah, I mean, I don't think Dead Wrong was a particularly huge hit, but it was good. They're all good. I've grown to like Biggie more than Pac in my older years. Slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. That line never gets old. All right, welcome to Papa's Basement, where we're always slamming niggas like Shaquille. Again, listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., but 4 to 5 p.m., that's when we get to record the dirty one in the side studio. This doesn't go live to shit. We can say whatever the hell we want. Sorry, whatever the fuck we want. There you go. Now we're straight from the underground. So, while out on our little cigaroo break, as we're wont to have, because Kate is a big-time smoker and I have no willpower whatsoever.
I'm not a big-time smoker. I'm just an enabler.
You are the mother of enablers.
Yep.
You are, damn, I cannot say no. You have this cool little cigarette box.
That's right.
You open that shit up, I'm like, hook it up.
I got style.
Bring it. Hold on, let me get your level right.
Oh.
Well, it's just one of those mics. When you're excited, it gets loud as shit. There you go. Okay. Thanks for spiking the audio. There we go. And up until then, it's completely quiet. But whatever. We're outside. We're having our smoke, collecting, thinking about what we're going to say on this secondary show, this really, really important one. Why? What are you mouthing along? What are
Nothing.
You doing? What are you doing that in no way translates to air, but just, okay.
Just distracting you.
It worked. I'm not that good. It worked. It worked real well. She gets on the subject of World of Warcraft and how she plays World of Warcraft with her boyfriend, Pants.
It's true. I do.
Now, World of Warcraft, I really can't look down on her at all because I, for the most part, play Magic Online. So, exactly.
I can totally look down on you.
Yeah, I got no moral high ground here. I'm in the shocking minority. What do the WoW ads say? It's up to like 11 million people, something like that.
I don't know.
It's a lot of people.
A lot of douchebags.
Yeah, Magic Online's maybe 20,000 people.
Just a handful of elite douchebags.
Exactly. We're the kings. Kings of elite, son. But the sad thing is, I know so goddamn much about WoW and WoW speak because for 2 years, Will, at our old place.
Yes. While I'm busy texting.
Yes.
The drama continues from Studio A to Studio B.
Oh, God, really?
I'm not letting this one go so easily.
Okay.
All right.
Good for, you mean the girl or the drama?
Both.
Okay.
They it's do. Like a pit bull.
All right.
4 years.
No, that's all. I'm not being
down
on you, man.
Granted, I was sleeping with other people for most of those years, but
that doesn't count. You're a guy. That
Bite
doesn't
down
count.
And hold on.
Yeah, but we weren't even supposed to be together, so whatever. You
yeah.
know.
All right.
Yeah, if you're not right. dating someone,
it's
the
still.
Hell?
I mean, we were still like in touch. It wasn't like we never spoke for 4 years, and I randomly Like, you know, we'd talk every
night. Hey, boo, want to knock boots?
I'm sorry, I realize I've completely just shifted you from your shitty subject. Oh,
exactly, you shifted me from my shitty subject, man. You're a godsend like that. Okay, you continue the texting.
All right.
I'll let you get back to that. Sorry.
Update later.
Yeah. But, yeah, you wanted verification of our weird neighbors who, like,
did nothing.
Those were those people you read about who their baby died. If they had a baby. Oh, because they were wowing it up.
They were train spotting a baby if it was in the house.
They the fucking thing for 3 days.
Yeah, be like, here's your bag of gerbil food.
Hey, as long as the baby doesn't start crawling on the ceiling, I'm fine with that.
Really? Doing the head 360? Yeah. No, they would play this nonstop, and these are my friends. They're part of the reason I moved. They're mostly the reason I moved to that neighborhood, as well as the fact it was the only joint that had 3 separate bedrooms with all the bathrooms that would line up. So Will could have his own shower, I could have my shower, and the couple we lived with had their own shower.
Yes.
They did nothing but play that, and I would walk over, and the extent of my socializing with them for 2 years was I would watch what was on their DVR. And they'd look up from it occasionally. Actually, one guy, the most social, would look up because he was on the couch facing the TV. Mm. The others were all on desks facing away from the TV. And I forgot they had faces. Like, I just knew the backs of their heads for 2 years.
Just like a girl.
Exactly. You have no face. It's in my crotch. But I know everything there is about that game, and I've never touched it once. I saw how it just sucked their lives in. I could never bring myself to play it. Now, you seem like you don't do it a ton.
I don't, no. And actually, some of my friends who are very, I mean, wonderful people, they have families, they have kids. The kids seem, you know, they're young, but they seem well-adjusted, like totally normal people.
Sounds like you're trying to talk about people in NAMBLA. And introduce them as not monsters.
No, well, they are more into it, and they get, like, a little disappointed if we can't make a raid or something. I'm like, I'm sorry, I actually do stuff with...
Let me just lay it out what this game is. For those who are at home and they haven't played this, you sign on and you make a character.
Yeah.
You log on. You're paying $15 a month on top of the game costs.
So my boyfriend is paying $15 a month.
Oh, there you go. You young chippy.
One of the
only
reasons I play.
Yeah. So you're out $15 a month to play this.
Mm-hmm.
You make a character, and already we're talking all kinds of gay shit thrown in the mix. There's what, like blood elves? You can make an orc.
If you're Horde.
Yeah.
So there's like the...
There's two factions, exactly. There's the good guy and the bad guy. The bad guy is like all the scary monsters. There's like skeletons.
Orcs, trolls, undead. Blood elves, which actually are tall blondes, like Swedes. So I guess they are part of the evil factions.
There you are. And then you have the good guys who are like elves and dwarves.
They're night elves and dwarves and gnomes and humans.
Jesus, why? Yeah. I can hear everyone hitting stop on their iPod and on the media player right now. I assure you this will go on for like 3 more minutes. Just... How often do you play? These people would surrender their whole lives because you log on, and you can't do that much if you're just playing by yourself. Like, you can wander around this fake world, the world of Warcraft.
Okay, so if you're an RPG fan like I am, and I've been into RPGs since, you know, the original Final Fantasies and Link and all that stuff. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's when it was good and pure. You played
Link
on your own.
RPG, though.
He was adventure.
Yeah.
Because
he counts as an RPG to me because he is like an adventure. And I did play Dungeons & Dragons. I played AD&D. And
so, okay.
So Link is to RPGs like what Deep Purple was to heavy metal.
He's kind of there, but not quite. Yeah, he's the gateway. He's the gateway drug.
Or Zeppelin. Pick your poison.
Nah, that's a perfect analogy.
So I love this stuff. And I would have been into WoW, except that, as I explained earlier, when we were outside smoking,
I want to hold it against you that you, like, played D&D, but a couple weeks ago you're like, yeah, I used to munch Vag, like, all the time, so I really can't. Like, that's too badass.
Yeah, I played AD&D. How do you do it?
It's, like, on paper?
Yeah.
You roll dice. It's, like, it's so fucking dumb.
That's even worse than a video game.
Oh, God, it's so much worse. It's, like, people who, like, they want to act.
It's for people with imaginations.
They get
into
the
role.
No,
there are some people who are... Okay.
How about you imagine getting in a girl's pants, huh?
For a lot of high school kids, that is all they imagine.
I mean, I was into some nerdy shit, but I never played Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, you know
what?
I
like the dice, though.
I'm actually getting a call.
Oh,
okay. You go handle that.
Stepping out.
Go on, do your thing, boy.
So now you're stuck with me and my night elves.
That's cool. I'll imagine you just diking out on something.
Okay, but
the whole
time. I hate people, so I wouldn't have played a massive multiplayer. And
yeah, and that's the worst thing about Magic too. Like, I love that game, but I have to play it against someone. I've uninstalled all of it. We'll see how long that lasts. Maybe just a month or two. I don't think I'll go much longer. But yeah, these are all like, I play Magic online, so I don't have to deal with these people face to face.
Yeah. Well,
they're
you might have
awful.
To actually go deal with people in person. Yeah, but I mean, I love RPGs, and so it has actual like little quests and storylines, which I don't tend to memorize. But
you can do all this stuff on your own. But then, what really blew me away about this game is people network outside of it to get a huge like guild. It's called
you have a guild
together.
Yeah.
And people get so into the guild politics. And it's like really dealing with a mass of people. I mean, it's work more than your job is.
I would like to bring to your attention the web set, series, The Guild.
I've heard of it.
You need to watch it.
There's all
kinds
of horrible shit I know about, even though I've never played this. I know about the blood elves. I know about epic mounts.
Yes.
I know about epic flying mounts.
I haven't gotten my epic flying mount yet because I don't have enough gold.
Are you at the max level? What is it, 85 or something?
No,
right
it's
now?
80 right now. The new... See, this is how bad I am at this game. I don't even know. Cataclysm, I think, is the new one coming out. Yeah,
when they wipe the world away and...
Yeah, so there's a new expansion coming out, and they will raise the level, but right
I know
now
this
I'm
is
at level 80.
Awful, awful listening, but it will allow me to put World of Warcraft into my metadata. So I will get 6 million fucking hits for this podcast.
And, so I'm a Night Elf Druid.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm dual specs.
Can you, like, unzip the sweatshirt so I can see your high beams? At least?
Oh, and I hate to say, like, they are always high beams. Like, my nipples never go down.
Why would you hate to tell me that? It's the best thing ever.
Because it's really embarrassing.
I hate when girls get embarrassed by that. That's like fucking Viagra. It's so good.
My nipples always... I had a padded bra once. Like, it has, you know, the thin padding. Because I thought that would keep my nipples down. No.
That's awesome.
They still poke through.
Because then you just shove the padding out.
Oh, it's just so... Oh,
are you cold in here?
Thing.
Like, really? Do we need...
I don't even have to be cold. They just show up.
Do we need the sweatshirt? Seriously. Like,
I'm not taking it off.
Come on. Hook it up.
Not if you ask. No.
What do I have to do then? A little dance?
Because I'm actually embarrassed about my nipples.
Don't be. It's like I got to stare at Will's head across the console. Give me some nipples to stare at least.
I will say this. I'm not in stripper class this session.
That has literally nothing
to
do for my epic quest for
I
nipples.
Know.
Come on. Imagine I'm playing WoW right now, and I'm trying to fight the big boss for the quest for the nipples.
There's no quest for the nipples.
I want the quest for hard nipples.
I will tell you this. This is really sad that guys will play female characters because female characters
are just given
are
loot.
Treated differently than male characters, and that makes me
These
so sad.
These are guys
sad.
That, like, they've never even sniffed a vagina.
It
Once their mom used
so
the bathroom like right before
sad.
Them and they caught a whiff.
And the people I play with are normal human beings with families and lives and they
You
do
have the normal
stuff.
Ones. There are some crazy
I know.
Pieces of
well,
shit.
Well, this is why it blows my mind that most of the people on there are batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sad because I'm like, just because I picked a female character, like that
They don't
that
know you're actually
I'm
like
special
hot and,
and
shit.
People talk to me and stuff. And I'm like, I don't fucking look like a night elf, okay?
Well, yeah.
I'm not tall and leggy and whatever. With
well, no, I would say you've got to be in like upper 1 point, you know. You've got to be the top tier of chick ass that actually plays that game. I mean, you're a good-looking chick, period, much less
know.
On that damn game.
There's a lot of good-looking women who do surprising things, surprisingly
I know
things.
A lot of strippers who are into it, a lot of stripper single moms.
That's awesome.
And
I mean,
they
not
play
the
single
mom
shit
part.
Out of that.
I mean, good for them, but that's not that awesome. But yeah, I think it's great when
a friend of mine who's a stripper, she had another friend who would strip and play this game, and she would actually recruit people to come to the club through the game.
Cool.
And it was like all these effing nerds
that's
showing
awesome.
Up, getting
that
their
is,
lap dances.
That is getting some money. All right.
Good for her.
I need
I
to
know.
Do that. Yeah. I think more women should do geeky things, and I think actually that's the case right now because my generation, I think I might be a little ahead of the curve because
mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit older, but I think the generation
Chicks are totally into geeky shit right now.
Yeah, they're really getting into the stuff. And I'm really proud of it because I'm from a generation where math is hard. I don't like science.
Oh, it kills me. Do you know how late, like how normal I would be if I were maybe 5 years younger? I grew up with playing, I was like playing Contra and Punch Out. Fucking girls now will like be, you know, I'll whack one out to a picture of a girl wearing a t-shirt of an NES control lifted over her tits.
Like,
and she's like 22.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you. Where were you when I was actually playing this shit alone? When I was playing Street
Fighter
2.
We were playing these games alone on our little Commodore 64s and Ataris.
Oh my, like to this day, I mean, this is totally too much information. I completely remember like first learning to jag off while Street Fighter 2 was around.
Aw, Chun-Li was some hot ass.
And the only lube in the house was Vaseline, which, like, that will never leave your hand. So the controls, the controls were just filthy.
Oh, that's disgusting. Because
I'd whack one out, and I'd, like, wipe it on a towel for, like, 20 minutes, and it was still just completely in
God,
my pores.
Oh, God, so gross.
And then you're mashing the control, trying to do, like, Hadoukens and crap, and it would just, like, get into the control
that
somehow.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, and then you can barely hold it.
I don't want to touch your controllers. That's so gross.
Oh, man. That was video gaming back in the day.
I actually – okay, so I way back in the day, I was not in high school anymore. I'd actually dropped out, and I was going to college. I was going to local college until I
– Your form of rebellion. You dropped out to take harder classes.
To go to college.
Sweatshirt open.
And the guy I
was
dating
was – Sweatshirt open. Sweatshirt open.
Street Fighter and Masters of Orion, and we would play video games. And he was into comic books. He got me into comic books.
Uh-huh.
And he was like my gateway into true geekdom.
Did he get to enjoy the high beams?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had crazy monkey sex. He was awesome.
Oh, my God. You got to see the Hadoukens?
I mean, I hate to say this.
You got to see your sonic booms?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Jesus.
Thanks for bringing that back. Sonic boom.
Sonic boom. Spinning round kick.
Yeah, I don't know why I broke up with him. I hate to say stuff like that.
I've got
because
theories.
It's like my life would be different. No, he was totally cute and he was really awesome, but I moved really far away.
How old were you both at the time?
Oh, he was a couple years older than me and I was like 16, 17, 18. It was around those ages.
And he was 40?
No, he was 20, 21. So,
okay,
you know,
that could
it's
work
It's close,
out.
But at those ages, it's a little, it's a bigger difference.
Oh, it's,
than
it's
it would
a world
now.
At like 2 years.
Yeah. But he was really a great guy. But yeah, I broke up with him. I'm really sorry, Aaron, if I broke your heart. Really
How can
sorry.
You talk about this with pants?
No, well, I feel bad about it. And that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say like, oh, I should have never broken up with him because obviously I wouldn't have my life now.
I feel bad trying to see your nipples, but I'm not trying to nail you. So pants can't get that mad, I guess.
He told me it was okay to leave the house without a bra on. I checked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then he's like, he's given tacit consent to this. Come on.
I think it's different if I just walk around without a bra on as opposed to, like, I'm going to take my sweatshirt off for you.
I don't want you to, like, cup one in your hand and lick it or something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't,
pulling a Peter
I don't
Griffin.
Think my tongue is long enough for that.
Oh, I'll do it. I can do Simmons. It if it would gross you out.
That it would gross me out completely.
I can do that.
Not what I want to see.
Maybe I'll just get the areola, but it's enough.
I'm just going to picture my boyfriend in my head right now.
Pants licking
Safe
his
place.
Nipples.
No. Oh, no.
Going, come ride my epic mount.
I love him because he is so sweet and so nice and so, like, mild-mannered, but he is so fucking dirty. I love
Good.
It. I love it.
I have
it's
that
awesome.
Going. I guess I'm not as sweet and mild-mannered, but I'm also a dirty piece of shit when
no,
it comes to the
he
bedroom.
He treats me like a princess. He is awesome.
And then
yeah,
the
he
door
so
closes
dirty.
And he's like
him.
Skeeting on your face.
Oh, my gosh. He's a fantastic boyfriend.
There
he's
you go.
For me.
Everyone yeah. listening, just throw him around the bedroom a bit.
No.
WWF that shit.
I'm not talking about what we actually do. But
do a
awesome.
Spinning pile driver right on her face. Love you forever.
Yeah, so once we got the swing set installed in the bedroom, and that was a bitch because
you
got to
reinforce
the ceiling.
And if you do, can I watch? Can I just watch and masturbate?
I am trying to figure out how I'm going to get a pole into my
house.
I'll put
on a balaclava if that helps.
No, that is fantastically creepy. Somehow I want some art of this. Like, I'm picturing...
Just me masturbating,
the
eating popcorn.
Balaclava in the... With actually the gimp hat on with the zipper
That's
across
show
the
material
mouth.
For like three episodes right there. Why can't we do that?
Why don't we have a TV show so we can actually get this? I
just
will
me masturbating.
Spend
in the gimp mask.
The gimp
just do
mask.
A gimp mask.
Yes.
With the GIMP song playing in the background.
So anyway, World of Warcraft. I make a point to not play that much.
That's good. The people I played it ate their fucking souls.
It's a game, and it's fun to do when I'm looking to veg out.
I had a friend who nearly died of pneumonia because he wouldn't go to the doctor until he was so sick he couldn't walk up the stairs to his bedroom. And the first two nights he couldn't walk up to his bedroom, he just slept on the couch and then woke up and played WoW. It wasn't until he started coughing up blood.
Dude, that's really sad.
Like goddamn Gran Torino. That he actually went to the doctor. That's my impression of WoW. Now, I get it. He's on the far end of things.
I hate to think how many people are actually like that, though.
Tons. Because
there's a reason stereotypes exist.
Aren't there a ton of, like, Asian couples where the baby dies and they're...
But that's also in Asia, so you can't, like...
They got tons of them, I know.
Yeah, I mean, they just keep multiplying. No, that's in Asia, so I think the cultural difference... Like, I don't like to talk about what people...
Cool. Actually, I went there as a joke, but it is China. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Just press that little soft spot reset button.
No. I don't like to talk about what people do in other cultures because I have no idea what the setting is.
You know what we do in Greek cultures?
Yeah.
We open up our sweatshirts for the hosts of radio shows.
You also bring me balaclavas. Baklava, bitch.
There you go.
Eat a balaclava. It tastes woolly.
God damn it. Where's Guillermo? I want to talk about Inez Sanz.
Yeah. But yeah, Inez, I mean, that's a nice ass. I only saw one picture.
Her fat fucking ass. God, I love that ass. That's bubble butt, fucking sweet ass. All right, we're going to come back and talk about Inez Sanz. Going to play the little commercial, and then it'll probably be an 18-minute break because I try to rest him from the phone.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up, though, because Pants is coming to pick me up.
Oh, when is Pants here?
5:30.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll be good. All right, okay. So we're going to break, and... Why are you laughing?
Because you just recorded that.
Everyone can listen about Pants. Suck it. All right, guys, we're back in like 5.
Al, do you want to see our Christmas list?
Oh, yeah, Christmas. Well, you know, I don't have much money, what with all that damn dog eats. But, it is Christmas, so, have you been good?
Oh, yes. Very good, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad, because, my present money situation, well, I could probably get some, you know, crummy gifts, or, one of you could get one really nice gift.
You know, the kids really hate you. They don't like you anymore. Kids hate you.
It seems like none of you have been very good.
Hooters?
Playboys.
Playboys?
Hooters. No, not this year. Maybe next year. If you're good.
He's driving me insane.
No. No, you're driving him insane. You're older than me, and you still live at home. I have a job, you know? I pay my own way.
You work at a bank. Am I supposed to be dazzled?
Well, at least I don't live at home.
You know, you live in a tiny little shithole, and you can't afford breakfast, so you come here and you eat for free.
Whatever. Okay, listen, I'm off to work now, okay?
Me and Dad have jobs. We're doing something with our lives. It's time for you to grow up. Good luck with that job, hon, okay?
All right, let's just cross our fingers, okay, Freddy? Just cross your fingers and hope that I get a job. I'm serious. Just cross your fingers. All right, fingers crossed. I hope I get a jobby, Freddy. I got my fingers crossed. I hope I get a jobby. I got my fingers crossed. I got my fingers crossed. 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 Stuh.
God damn, do I love that song. How do you feel about it? Are you ambivalent?
It's all right.
I love this one. This is too many good childhood memories in this song. God damn, I love it. Oh, I went outside. I was greeted with the saddest sight.
What?
Will's in the car, handling the call still from Allison. He was pumped to talk about Inez Sand's ass. I think we all are. He loves this song, too. I didn't think he would miss this intro for the world. And yet...
No, but this is more important.
God, more important than radio.
More important than Inez Sand's ass. Say that 5 times fast, man.
I don't want to. I want to cut my own throat after saying it once. Who could ever say such a fucking blasphemous thing? That ass is amazing. So I think Will's gone for the rest of the show. Let me pot down the 3 mic.
Aww.
Yeah. But I think we can do it. We can do it. I can break it down for you. Let me pot down the GNR. Oh, God. I want
to. All right,
let's
talk about her bubble butt.
Okay, yeah. For those listening at home who have been in a cave for the last week, a Mexican reporter from TV Azteca, I believe the network is, mm-hmm. Inez Sanz, wanted to interview, I want to say Mark Sanchez in particular, but speak to maybe more the New York Jets. On second thought, given the last name, she wanted to talk to Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Why would she want to talk to, you know, Darrell Rivas or some random brother on the team? She's looking for the Mexican-American.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up on the sidelines looking amazing. I mean, good ass, but God damn, she's in these jeans that are so fucking tight I could see her kidneys through, you know? biggest, sweetest Latin ass you ever saw. And I mean, she's a tiny girl, not some big fucking slop pile with a fat ass. Just really tiny. What? I mean, it happens. If you like a big ass, sometimes big everything else goes with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like big boobs. If they're on a big everything else, then, you know, the fact that we're talking about how hot her ass is just implies that it outshone
the rest of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can have a bigger girl, you know, who's like a 36, 24, 36 or something, and she's got a big ass and big jugs and everything. This is like a petite woman with just a fucking caboose on her. God damn, it was good. I mean, like, I don't care about current events. You can listen to what this show is typically about. There's not much foreign policy in the mix here. But God damn, this story, man. I saw that ass. I've been tweeting about it all week.
So what was Clinton Portis's
problem? Clinton Portis. Well,
so apparently there's a problem with her ass.
Well, she shows up in these jeans that are tight as shit. She's in a nice little top. You know, I'm not going to say it is your getup where I see your nipples staring at me. And you're like...
That's because proper ladies don't let that happen.
Yeah. She's not sitting there playing with them, trying to change the radio dial with them. But it was a nice little, I want to say... Shit, hold on. I can recreate it from memory. White blouse.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm good.
It was like a white blouse. It might have even been sleeveless and then jeans.
Yeah. Just who gives a shit what was doing on top? She's not the biggest up top. The fucking ass was just... And, you know, especially football, a bunch of black dudes. Like, they're the average black man, real ass connoisseur.
That's true.
I mean...
My experience has been.
Yeah. They know. They feel my pain when it comes to the quest for a good ass. And apparently the coaches, during practice, were throwing, like, ball after ball right next to her so the players could all run over and check out her ass or, like, holler at her or whatever.
Nice.
I mean, what does she want, man? They're not, like, first of all, that in and of itself, lay off. It's not like they dunked you on the temple so you blacked out and got gang-raped.
Did she complain about that?
Oh, she complained about the whole shebang after the fact.
Okay, well, I
don't... But more
just,
happened,
just
more
that,
happened.
Okay, well, just that happening. I mean, yeah, you show up like that, that's what's going to happen. I mean, if I show up in the office dressed like that, some guys are going to be gentlemen and ignore it, and I'm sure some guys were. But you know what? That's going to happen. It's sad. It may be sexist, and but it's just how things are.
It's being smart, too. And, I mean, this girl, what does she expect to happen wearing jeans that tight with that ass happening? And that sounds a little rapey of me. Not going to lie, like, oh, she was asking for it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Shouldn't have worn those.
Shouldn't have worn that dress, honey.
No, but I mean, quite honestly, it's sad that the society that our society is like that, that she couldn't just wear those jeans. But
I don't think it's that sad. That's just people.
It's people, and you got to expect to at least be looked at. And you know what? If they start throwing balls that way and just want to come over and look, well, you know, they're just coming over and looking.
Yeah.
And you wore those. It's you know, it's like if I go around with a bikini top on. Yeah, people are going to look at me. What am I going to get upset because they're looking at me? I'm out in public.
It apparently progressed. I think what she really got worked up about was later to obtain this interview with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
She marched through the locker room.
Okay.
While these guys are just like, you know, they've got their huge black hammers flapping in the wind. And, you know, even the white dudes on the team, I'm sure, are packing their big offensive linemen. Everyone's just got a head full of steam going, and you see this walking through. And there are, I think, some suggestive comments made, shall we say.
Okay.
And she got real pissed about that. That I can kind of sympathize a bit more.
You don't have to make a comment.
Yeah, you keep can look mouth at shut.
It, but yeah, don't say nothing.
So I feel bad with her.
It ain't if you see something, say something around there.
Yeah, you know, it's like fucking tap the shoulder of your boys. You know, just be like, turn around and be like, God, I want to fucking nail that like Jesus to the cross. You know, but you don't have to say that to her.
Yeah.
Especially because she's Catholic.
There you go. Right. Go on.
The controversy is, and it really boils down to, should she be free to really... I think, first of all, is she free of blame in all this? Dressing the way she does and then marching through a locker room, is she completely free of blame? Is she 100% able to say, this shouldn't have happened to me and nothing I did provoked this? And then kind of down the spectrum, we've got, all right, maybe I shouldn't have dressed that way, but I didn't deserve this treatment. And then keep going, and it's like, bitch is lucky she didn't get raped. Dressed like that, walking through a locker room.
I think she could have made some wiser choices. I don't think she deserved comments, but I certainly think she should have known, just like any woman should have known, you wear a miniskirt, you wear anything that accentuates your physical attributes, you're going to get looks at the very least. And she should have just accepted that.
And this is a chick who's definitely made, because I've Googled her name like, 17 times, and she is in bikini pictures and crap like that. This girl knows she's a looker,
right? So it's not like, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And she's using it to her
advantage.
And
while she says that, she's wearing the secretary glasses and sucking on a pencil. She's like, oh, how can you picture me that way?
This is the thing that I find difficult about this. She's using it to her advantage. So I go around.
She's been the most Googled name for like the last 3 or 4 days now.
Right. Well, you know, but she's using her looks to advantage previously in her career.
Exactly. Oh, 100%.
So what, suddenly it stops because you're uncomfortable with it? No. If you want a society where you can walk around and not get looks and things like that,
trust me, this girl,
use your looks to your advantage.
That girl deep down doesn't want that society. She's
right.
Not.
She's making money because she's got a great ass. So
do you know where she is in the broadcast totem pole without that ass and those looks? She's me. She's on Mexican WEBR. Pueblo.
But, you know, and I that's why I've kind of accepted the society that we live in. And it's not that I use my looks to my advantage directly, but if it gets me something, then fine.
Sorry,
I'm going to be okay with that.
I was just staring, trying to see your nipples as you said.
You cannot see them through the sweatshirt.
I really can't. Can you... Can you take off the sweatshirt? Really?
No.
If I give you another 5 for cigarettes, can that make it happen?
Wait, let me see what's happening under the sweatshirt.
Please, it's not like I cut nipple holes in it when you weren't looking.
No, they're not okay. They're kind of calmed down. So all right.
Yeah, I can barely.
My tiny little boobs.
What's doing? What's doing?
See nothing. Nothing. They're
there. Why are you uptight about that? They're coming out to play a little bit.
Right, because I've been nice and toasty warm in this, almost sweating in this sweatshirt.
Now they're coming out. Come on.
No.
Let the Springfield 2 breathe, Marge.
No, now I'm really... Can I just change my name to Chesty LaRue?
Yeah. Fine, the zipper went back up.
Yeah,
and with it dies all goodwill.
Sorry. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll have camel toe.
Like in that sand. And I think what gets me, first of all, I'm pretty much with you. Comments crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need a comment flung at her.
Right.
We get it.
Yeah.
You got your dick flapping in the wind. I'm sure you're like rock hard looking at that walking by. She gets what you're thinking, buddy.
Yeah.
But she was asking for nothing but trouble dressed like that, getting around that many guys.
Yeah. Now, did she – I mean, I don't know how these things work because obviously I don't pay attention to sports. I mean, do you generally have to go through the locker room a lot of the time? I know there was a big hullabaloo about letting women in the locker room.
Yeah.
When he was back.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and here's what I suggest. At some point, these athletes do exit the locker room. They don't play the game in the locker room. They live their lives in the locker room.
She wanted the interview right then. So maybe
if she was like a little afraid or something, she could have just waited outside the GD locker room.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say she probably didn't deserve some of the treatment, but she probably put herself in a bad position.
Yeah. Maybe she's thinking, I'll get a better interview with his dick flapping in the wind and he'll be a little.
Well, then you just suck it up. You just suck up all the other shit.
Yeah.
Like, because you want that interview.
Yeah.
And that's,
I mean, as long as it isn't like multiple MIGs flinging his jizz in your eye, shake it off, honey. Shake it off. And I think what gets me, and the more I've stared at her pictures, first of all, not a lot doing up top, but I think what is there is fake.
That's possible.
I think she has like a real like tasteful like 34B boob job or something.
That's possible.
But you can't tell me just because she's Mexican, she can be that like olive oil thin. I mean, like as it is, people are like, she doesn't have a big rack. But if we're going under the assumption she doesn't have tits, then I don't think that ass is real either.
You know, I would say in general, yeah, probably because, you know, these things seem to go together.
The Latina thing only takes you to, you know, you get an extra little bit because you're Latin. You don't get fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mexicans in particular tend to have more hips than
she's not that hippie.
Well,
she's not that hippie. It's just
I'm saying is that there are some anomalies, so I wouldn't necessarily jump to the conclusion that it's a butt job.
I like that you're giving me hope that that thing is real.
It could be. It could be. Because I don't want to immediately dismiss everybody's natural assets as, oh, that must be fake because it looks too good. It's like, no, some women actually hit the jackpot. Cool. Great.
I mean, if that thing is real, I don't know what to say.
I've thought so many butts could not be real, but I know butt implants are a very recent thing, so.
I mean, I can't think of things where the beauty compares to that ass if it's real.
And I've only seen one picture of her, and it was very grainy, so like, it wasn't
I could
like a great
hold
picture,
my
so.
Firstborn, and I think, you know, count like 10 fingers and 10 toes, and be like, meh.
Hold on,
let me punch up a
picture.
I would
give her the benefit of the doubt. I would give her the benefit of the doubt that her ass is real. And maybe the boobs, you know, she just wanted to match a little bit, you know. Maybe the boobs are real. And her ass is just amazing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, walk around.
Okay.
My God. I don't want to be sexist, but you getting raped when you walk around here. You getting pregnant. Okay, this isn't what she wore on the... Okay, and she's hippie, actually. I take that back. She's got some...
So she's got the hip... Okay, that doesn't even look as fantastic as the shot I saw of her was just like, oh my God.
I'm going to grab you by the back of the head.
And just
pull
like
you
always.
Toward the object.
Yeah, so she's got, you know what?
Hold up. This was the actual goddamn spam. I've clicked on a picture and it's immediately like, this site will hack your computer. Okay, what was she wearing?
You see, it looks fake from that angle.
Uh-huh.
But from the...
Like, one cheek looks halfway down her leg.
From over here, it looks fake. But the one that we saw from directly behind, the way the crease was under her ass, that actually looked really real. That one with the crease right there. That looks real because it seems to go with her hips.
Okay, so now we're going to do a couple boob pics. Those are little fakies, aren't they? Those are little fucking fakies.
Fake. They do look fake. She looks like she has an A cup and she went to a B.
Yeah, exactly. Because
those look fake.
You don't have it that far apart, and then it instantly arises.
Yeah.
Like a real tit is on a grade.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's like either she has got some amazing structure in that triangle top bikini, or
well, let's go to another one. Here's another bikini.
That,
That shows nothing or hairs over her
that
tit.
That one, they look fake. Because, yeah, you're right.
Those are fake as shit.
They're too jutting out to be real. Especially when they are that far apart. Because I have particularly far apart boobs.
Really?
Yeah, if they were closer
together.
Can I hold
them together for you right now?
If they were closer together, I would actually get cleavage.
Oh, she looks ogre there.
But they're not.
Uh-huh.
So I know that you don't get that kind of plumpness by just, you know, you got to structure some things and you have to have things going on to make that round shape. And that is not happening in that top.
And call me nuts. I actually like her dome piece. I don't think it's gross. A lot of guys give her shit for the dome. I don't think she's, like, unattractive even in the lid. Holy shit, here's the actual outfit she wore. I recognize it.
Wait, is it? Is that what she wore? Wait a minute. That's not what she wore.
I'm really sure this is what she wore.
That I don't.
God damn it, Google, load, you fucking abortion. Okay.
That's what she wore.
This is what she wore.
Yeah, it wasn't rolled up like that. Yeah, and I saw a really bad version of that. It does look a little fake on the inside.
Does it?
But I don't know. This part right here looks really real to me. Just the way it slopes out. I don't know how they do butt implants, though.
Neither do I.
It's a really great butt job.
I mean, to me, it sounds like the most dangerous thing on earth. It's a big sack of silicone that you're putting your body weight on all the time with your little bony ass digging into the top. That's
My ass is not bony.
What? I want to talk about yours.
I know, I'm very sensitive about that. Yeah, I mean, it looks a little fake there, but it could just be the jeans. Like, if she's got some serious tight jeans, then she does. Going on.
Yeah.
That, I mean, seriously, that looks real. The way that slips out and the little
Jesus
crease
Christ.
Underneath it, that looks real.
I can't. How much for, like, hand relief right now?
No.
Sorry. Just staring
it's
at this.
It's not going to happen.
I can't stare at this picture.
I can turn around if you just want to. I'll just talk on the mic and you can do your thing for 15 minutes.
Oh. 5 minutes. You flatter me.
Sorry. Speaking like a woman.
Yeah. And done.
See?
Back to the show.
All you needed was for me to walk around the desk. Now you're done.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I think the ass could actually be real. The boobs, I'm very skeptical.
Boobs, I'm like 100% those are fake. There's not a doubt in my mind.
I don't have a lot of experience. And I tend to not really give a crap because if they look nice, they look nice. But hers actually look a little fakey on top.
Yeah. You know? No, you're going to open it up and you're going to see
like
rib bone.
Boink. You know?
Yeah, you're gonna see rib bone and then the little plunger turned upside down.
Yeah, even perky boobs have this shape where it's like slope boob.
Yeah.
And then the undercut. You know, it's like there's no do boob.
Yeah,
like a
not,
backwards
it's
C
not,
stuck
yeah,
onto
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's not the goddamn alkali flash and then boom.
Yeah, there's no sudden semicircle there.
Yeah. Well, people have been getting in trouble. Like, not only have the Jets eaten a lot of shit over this, the New York Jets, the team she was trying to, you know, infiltrate, whatever, get the interview with their quarterback.
You make it sound like she showed up in one of their costumes.
Yeah.
And be like, I play football.
I'm a big black man. Give me the playbook.
I got the ass for it.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people have weighed in on it because it's a huge, huge thing. I'd say it's one of the pieces of news this week. It's completely transcended sports.
Yeah.
And Washington, D.C., the Redskins' own Clinton Portis.
Clinton
Portis. That's how you say it if you're from PG County, baby. Clinton Portis. Clinton got in trouble because on the station where I work, a couple hours before I got there, he said on another show regarding the situation, you put a woman and you give her a choice of 53 athletes, somebody's got to be appealing to her. You know, someone's got to spark her interest or she's going to want somebody. I don't know what kind of woman won't. You get to go and look at 53 men's packages and you're just sitting here saying, oh, none of this is attractive to me. I know you're doing a job, but at the same time, the same way I'm going to cut my eye if I see someone worth talking to, I'm sure they do the same thing. Now, this was a huge uproar that he said something to that effect.
Why? That actually doesn't sound that offensive to me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say he's saying it as a joke, but he's not saying it in some, like, way to weigh in seriously on the matter either.
He's just like, she probably found someone attractive.
Yeah. He's like, she's maybe walking through to look at some dick.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Was she all offended because this called into question her journalistic integrity?
I mean,
in that outfit?
he was getting shit like within the hour on it. I mean, it became huge.
I don't understand why this is a problem. I mean, it was just probably thinks someone's cute.
Yeah. Nothing about like she deserved this.
Yeah, or what did you think was going to happen? People are going, you know, no. He was just saying, in fact, yeah, what he was saying had nothing to do with how she was dressed or any of her problems.
It barely had to deal with the damn situation.
Yeah, it was just like, so a woman walks into a club and there's a bunch of guys standing there and she's probably going to find one of them attractive. And whether or not that's true. And that's just what he's.
I want to say within the day he issues, I was wrong to make the comments I did, and I apologize. I respect the job that all reporters do. It is a tough job, and we all have to work and act in a professional manner. I understand and support the team on these issues.
Okay, you know, all right. I guess. See, I'm looking at it as he's a guy. And he's just hanging out, and this
funny,
is something he has to say.
He's a goofy fucking guy, too. Yeah. Like, so, he plays dress up. He does all these stupid characters.
But so this is how I'm looking at it. It's like, he's a guy. He's talking about this. But I guess where he got heat was because he's a professional. And, I mean, it doesn't matter that it's sports or anything. It's that he's a professional guy, and he was talking about something in his profession, dealing with coworkers, the journalists, and probably shouldn't have said something like that in the professional arena. But I don't think he should have gotten heat like that. It was just an offhand comment and be like, all right, Clint,
yeah,
maybe, you know, don't say stuff.
No, one of the
like
other
that.
Hosts on the station hit it on the head. Like, he tweeted, like, thanks, assholes. Now he won't lip up for, like, another year.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not that he said something of that offensive. I mean, he's just being a guy talking.
Yeah.
And it was totally, and he wasn't like, yeah, I would have, you know, he wasn't talking about how hot she was or how he would have banged
it.
Her.
Yeah.
No, he was just saying, hey, she probably found someone attractive. Hey, all right, you know, and she could have just laughed it off and been like, oh, you know, I'm in a relationship.
Her voice is fucking nails down chalkboard.
Is it really high pitched?
It's the Sofia Vergara voice where these women are just like hot as shit Latina broads.
Yeah.
And they open their mouth. It's like, hi, Anchoro. La, 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 la. You know, it's, oh my God. I mean, I want to think I'm man enough where I'd put stones into that, but if they talked enough, I might go soft.
Maybe if they just shut up.
Oh, my God.
Is it something like that? No, I can't do fast enough. I can't.
Me amo Inez Sanz, and Mark Sanchez didn't give the interview to me, and now you've been harassed.
I don't know what they are talking about.
That's like more Rosie Perez.
I know. We're just devolving into some horrible stereotype, and I need to stop this right now.
I'm lazy and don't like to work much.
No, Mr. Superman,
he's
not
home. We need more Lemon Pledge.
More Lemon Pledge.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go out with Lemon Pledge. Fuck it. No, it tops Lemon Pledge. I wanted to get in some other guy's comments where he pretty much was saying, look, her shit was painted on. What did she expect to happen?
I mean, if you want to be taken seriously in your profession, don't wear stuff. I know it's a casual event,
mm-hmm.
but she's in heels, too.
Yeah.
I mean, wear
on the sideline in heels.
You're not dressing. Of course, it's Mexico, so... I mean,
it's
Mexican.
She's dressed like a goddamn nun by Mexican community. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. She sees that.
You ever watch Sabato Gigante? I mean,
yes.
Come on.
Sabato Gigante.
Gigante, yeah. Oh, God. Well, I'll say goodbye for Will, because Will's still in the car.
Bye.
Boy.
I'm Will.
He didn't wander in once during all this. I guarantee you that poor
I'm
bastard
really broken
still.
Up.
Can't you hear it
really
in my voice? I'm shattered as a human being.
I love him. I hope it works out. Kate!
Yeah?
You knocked that shit out of the park.
Ooh.
2 hours in a row. Professional.
Yeah. I is.
Look it up. Your picture's there. You've been listening to Papa's Basement.
Is it one where I'm doing this?
You know, you're...
That's my professional photo.
No. You're not making that horrible face. Alright, I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Find us on the web, inpapasbasement.com. Find us on iTunes. Just Google iTunes and Papa's Basement. I don't have a clean link for that one. We're on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And we are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges.
Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.